This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Your Wednesday morning newswatch continues.
San Francisco's efforts to curb sex work in the Mission have not panned out, and now residents are suing. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, I guess this is one way of doing it.
It is, and we've seen it before. You know, remember in the Tenderloin, the residents there were so fed up with the open-air drug trafficking that they sued the city along with Hastings School of Law, and they sued the city in part, you know, to make a statement, in part to embarrass, and in part to get the city to move. And now we're seeing it in the Mission, where residents are had it up to their ears and passed over what's going on Cap Street. It started there. The city closed down that area, got the sex workers and the Johns out of that area. They moved a couple of blocks over to Shotwell and turned that area into a mess. And so people are still upset, and we're seeing this. And it's not just in San Francisco. On Oakland, on International Boulevard, the police chief there is saying it's time to get tough with what we're seeing is open solicitations during the day and the night along the streets there. That was even threatening, you know, an elementary school. People were hanging out there. So this is a problem. And some of the real problem here, guys, is that, you know, we don't want to charge necessarily the sex workers. We don't want to do the prostitutes, because that's victimizing the victims, as they say, or criminalizing the victims. They're the victims as much as anybody. So we go after the Johns as well. And the police have made some 20 different operations in the Shotwell area down in the Mission to try to clean things up. But that's what really upsets people, isn't necessarily the trade, it's what that comes with it, whether it's the drugs or sex. It's all night, it's the screaming, it's the violence, it's the litter, it's the public urination, and there's just not a lot of laws that, you know, that stick on that. So that's, it's not the, it's the problem, and then the reason, you know, what comes from the problem that they're trying to deal with.
Phil, this is the world's oldest profession. What does this lawsuit seek to do specifically?
It seeks to have the city say that get in there and try to clean it up. It's coming out at the idea that it's they're saying that this is a you're letting this, whether it would be this or it would be street vendors or anything else that we see on the streets that are messing up the neighborhood, that the city needs to enforce its own laws. Okay, in some ways it's a press release as much as anything. But I tell you, Margaret, what's interesting also is that if you've been down in that area, the price values of property in these areas that used to be sort of run down has just grown. I mean, you're talking about million-dollar properties now, and those new owners, they are not happy about that. They've got even the most progressive supervisors on it saying we've got to do something, but nobody has an answer. So even this suit, which seeks to clean things up, I'm not sure there's a way to it's going to get answered. The cops will keep going at it, and we'll keep reporting on it. But it's a problem. Like you said, it's the oldest profession, and it's not looking like it's going away anytime too soon.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.